Oh my God.
Jesus. Jesus.
If you can be quiet.
Revelation chapter 19. Open your Bible. Revelation chapter 19. Okay, come to the front. I've not seen you pray. Come, come, come. You are the one, yes. Open your Bible, open your Bible. Touch your neighbor. If the person is on the ground, tell the person, I release you in Jesus' name. Open your Bible. I say, open your Bible. You can't pray like this and not open your Bible. Have you prayed like this? You have prayed. Who is rating you? Come, come now. Let's know who is rating you. Who is doing the rating? Huh? You don't know. You just assume you are praying. And the Lord have mercy on you. If it's like this, it means people are praying. We will pass our exam 10 years ago now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You have not prayed. You will die and die. And die in the place of prayer. Then the man that will emerge can do something. God can do something with that man. You are having issues. Your stomach region. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Because God is healing you now. Whatever the name is. Even if it's tumor, cancer, ulcer, whatever. Over. This. Let's do the main business. This one is side attraction. Sometimes side attraction. The day people make miracles, signs and wonders, God used you to heal this, he killed this one. And you now make it inventive. You will miss the point. Because you can remain a baby and God can still use you to heal this. Some of the greatest people that God used in healing ministry were babies. All you need is simple faith in God. And when you become consistent in it, you can heal this. Make sure it is going side by side. As a matter of fact, there is a time you will reach in the spirit. You will no more heal by the gift of the spirit, you will heal by stature. When a man begins to do miracles, signs and wonders by stature, then it's a proof that the grace flowing out of him is flowing out of the horn of maturity. That kind of man, the resource he's having in the natural is the same with the stature that he has in the spirit. See, it is possible for you to have results in the natural, but it's not the same with the stature that you have in the spirit. Don't be deceived. Meanwhile, I'm not underestimating power. The reason why you are listening to me is power. Yes. The reason why you ever listen to any man is because of power. It's power. It's power that compels you to listen to me. Some of them, when you hear them, it may seem as if the person held you in the neck and is dragging you. You don't like what the person is saying, yet you are doing it. You are fasting, your leg is shaking, is it not? Yet you continue. We finished 6 hours prayer drill, and my sister went up. We have to mobilize help from everywhere, physical and spiritual, to resuscitate her. Meanwhile, she came back again. She has been drugged. Say after me, she has been drugged. You are not saying, say she has been drugged. That's the only reason why you will be sick and say come back to come and pray. Something is now wrong with us. Have they drugged you? You need higher doses until you are an addict. A time came, there are dosages of persecutions that could throw some people away. But the time came, Jesus asked the 12, why won't you go? One of them rose up and testified. He said, where are we going to go when you have the word of eternal life? Our convictions. Many of us thought we trusted on Jesus, but things have come to shake us, and it has become obvious that we don't know what we trusted on. How many things are you willing to do for Jesus? People will say, Jesus, I will die for you. What's that song that Tasha Cox sang? Somebody help me and sing it. You provide a fire, I provide a sacrifice. You know the rest. Have you not sang the song? Wait, wait.
If you are a lady and you have sang the song, raise your hand now. It's a common song. That's what brought you here, is the fire, the sacrifice. When you sang it, God took you serious. When they now opened your chapter, you say you want to rest. Rest where? You're already in the heat. We are going to reaffirm our consecrations, our convictions. Everybody's prayer is not what it's empty before God. Men of consecrations and convictions, their prayer is too heavy. Comes like atomic bomb. The reason why your prayer is not powerful is that your heart is not steadfast. Your face is not set. It's a plate. There are many things that can take your gaze away. Everywhere you are, just lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Let's sing this song. It's simple. Close your eyes. It's possible you will have a personal encounter with Jesus. It's possible. You can never tell him what you do.
I see Jesus seated on
the throne. Wait, rejoin us in after three repetitions. I want to hear their voice. 1, 2, ready, go. From your heart.
See,
a generation has come. Louder.
I see Jesus. I pay homage. I see Jesus. Oh, seated. I pay homage.
Increase the tempo.
To the. I see Jesus. Oh.
Hear your voice from your belly, from the womb of your spirit.
I see Jesus.
Fresh consecrations.
I see Jesus. I pay homage. I see Jesus.
Hey, my God.
Oh, I see Jesus. Oh, I behold Jesus. I pay homage. I
cross. I see Jesus.
Jesus. What changed my life is an encounter with Jesus. That's what changed my life. Your convictions will go on another level. There are many things you can't do except you have that kind of encounter. You can only dream about it and see many things that you can do for God, but you never do it until you have a face-to-face encounter with the risen Christ. And then the same Peter that denied Jesus, he will sit amongst the council and say, the same Jesus that you crucified is now the Lord and Christ. Let Israel know. What will make a fearful man speak that way is an encounter with the risen Christ. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage to the Lamb of God. Open the eyes of my spirit. On the throne, I pay homage. In Jesus' name, listen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Why are you people looking for where to sit down? Stand up now. We just did opening prayer. Okay, so they say you are hungry. You see, this lady opened her heart and then her encounter started. You can't tell God when. My life changed because of an encounter with Jesus. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage to the Lamb of God. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. That means half of us with me. Where is your Bible, Oga? Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Let me see your Bible, sir. Stop using this Bible. This is for secondary school now. Buy King James. Buy NIV. Buy Amplified. Are you using Good News? I saw heaven open. Behold, the white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and what? Faithful and what? Let me hear you now. Faithful and what? And in righteousness he doth what? And what are the two designations, assignments that is given to this kind of man? One is what? 2 is what? Let's find out who this man is. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of what? Are you in the spirit? Because we are about to enter the main thing now. And on his head were what? Many crowns. There are many things you will never understand about the scripture until you are buried into eternity. That is when you begin to understand what it means. Right hand, thrones, all these kinds of things. You will be thinking there is this one that they say there are many crowns. Of how many heads does he have? Said there are many crowns, and crowns come upon people's head as a result of warfare that they have won. Hey, crowns are put on them. And he had a name written that no man knew but what? Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in what? This man is clothed. They are telling you how to appear in warfare. Don't appear without a name. Don't appear without a clothing. Don't appear without a crown. I don't have time, I would have shown you. First of all, you need a transport system. Say you came with a horse. What did you arrive with? Always looking for seats. Let me remove you from this one. We have a worm at our rift, and God has placed him there strategically. If you want to joke with yourself, me, I can't joke with you. You are a gate now because of that position. Can you be joking? And he was clothed with a virtue dipped in blood, and his name, I thought they said we don't know his name. And his name is called what? Let me hear you. And his name is called what? Wow. And the armies which we are in heaven followed him upon white horses. Who are these guys? I need you to know that these guys are not just angels. Oh. You are a citizen of where? Ekiti State. Huh? Para State. You are a citizen of heaven. She says she is from Para State. Alive. She says she is from Para. Where are you from? Alive. You are from heaven. If I ask you, you say from the state. You are alive. If I ask you, say you are a worry boy. Alive. These men that are riding with him in this army. Eh? It's possible you are one of them, because your reality is heavenly in scope. When Jesus sat, you sat with him, so his reality became yours, eh? And his purposes became yours. You were included in God, not just in the things that he has done, but in the things that he intends to do. The implication of that, I have told you before, in the eternal purposes of God, that when you hear that God is doing something, look for men that are participants of the living ecclesia. These are men that is represented here, even though they are on earth, but their reality is in heaven. So when heaven stepped out, and the real man of war is riding upon his white horse, men like us will be riding behind him. Where is your horse? Where is your horse? You need to mount. Have you seen me in the spirit before? This is the best you can see me. This is. I know some people don't like me in the natural. Actually, this is the best you can see me. There is something we hate, and we are no more normal. I remember those days, my mother used to be very, in fact, she's still gentle physically. She will greet you. Hello, Terukunu Meru. Well done, oh, well done, oh. And a woman, that woman, my mother fought with the person and beat the person to beat her to pulp and came out in the physical and greeted the woman well. The woman didn't answer. Everybody, when you greet everybody, they are answering you now. They are saying you are a good girl. You are a good girl and you are not with me. You are a good girl and you have been looking for admission. You finished school, you didn't get job, no husband, no nothing. Your Christian life is going up and down. They will say, oh, this good girl, oh, she has not married. Oh, God will do it for you. Oh, God will do it. I don't need that kind of beating. That thing does nothing. Some of the time, the people telling you those things are, they are the ones. There is a place you enter to lose some people will stop you. You greet them all. That is the Christian culture. Greet them well, but they won't answer. When my mother beat these people well, do you know what they said? They said, don't mind Ogochukwu, that she's a terrible person to deal with in the spirit. All this laugh she's laughing in the natural doesn't enter her heart. But in the spirit, she's a lion. May that be your testimony. May the only time people will joke with you be in the natural. When you enter in the spirit, become a Deborah, a judge. You sit between Rama and Bethel. There is a technology. There is a way Deborah sits between Rama and Bethel. And then the judgmental anointing will drop on their head. From thenceforward, if you like, wear trousers. I asked a young man in the last 24 hours, are you a man? He said, yes. I said, how do we know? He said, by the man looking at me. That you will know I'm a man. Maybe he presupposing because he wore a trouser. Or maybe he has genitals. That makes him a man. If you see the way he said, by looking at me, he is trying to say, are you with me? That my behavior is what makes me a man. Laugh with me, Sorom Shia. Those are the people that will enter their business places. And small boys that started yesterday, he said, this week you will not sell. And you will come and say, am I the one you are talking to? And you will fight and beat him physically in the night. You will wake up with marks on your body. Has it not happened to you before? You now try to take your bath and it seems as if they poured pepper on you. Why are you people? If it has happened to you, raise your hand now. You are alive. There are more people here. It has happened to you. Pepper, you woke up in the morning and they use razor blade to shatter your body and you poured water. I said before, I know it's no more happening. Didn't they cut your body before? They have not cut your body in Benin. They cut my body so that I learned how to pray. You wake up in the morning and rat ate your nails. Has it not happened to you? Have you not slept on a very good bed, very fine bed, and woke up? Somebody said, do you know what is 2x2? They now use it on all your joints. You woke up so tired, even though you slept for 9 hours. When you woke up, has it not happened to you? You felt like sleeping more. He said, the way I'm tired, I need to sleep it off. Let me sleep more. You slept on express. Okay, it has happened to you. Didn't you go to UNM? Those days there was strike and the donation of blood to witchcraft in the territory reduced. Because there were, are you with me? Some of us stayed back and there were not much people to donate blood. So they came like droves in the night. I prayed that day, my small prayer. I'm warning you, listen to me. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Minus Satan plus Jesus cannot do anything when real witches come. They will take your Bible and keep one side and soak you well. Soak you. When you wake up, you see yourself in hospital. If you are up and on in hospital, then there is witchcraft sucking your blood. Yes. 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 If you think it's not true, wake up by 1 to 2 or 1 to 3 in the night and pray. Do it for 21 days. Somebody will come and say, you want us to die, oh! Ask him now. They were praying in their place. They were praying in the night. And the people that the thing is, in the night, they will colonize the whole territory with their voice. My God. And the people came and complained to vigilante and said that these people, we are no more doing business. Huh? Because there is a way you will be praying, especially when you start from 11 to 2. Huh? They won't have time to fly. Because you have experience now. Because when you start by 3 or 4, they have started business. They might not win you. They might not win you, but they have started working. They have taken off. But when you start by 11, there is no possibility of takeoff because you have colonized the territory. When they wake up, what they will be seeing is fire everywhere. And voice of thunder. Baba waba, baba waba, baba waba, baba waba. They will say, what? Who is this? They will say, let's rest today. Tomorrow, let's go. Tomorrow, you started again. Next tomorrow. 4 days, 5 days. Hey, they will call vigilante on you. Bring that young man. It's deliverance. There is too much angels here that you cannot afford to be casual. Can't. Anything can happen. Take him away, leave him. He's in Holy Ghost zone. Man of God, we need more men. Brutal men. Not all this talk, you know. All these things people are saying on Facebook. When you see them physically, you will think you want to beat a giant. Only for you to see their small children. Those people are only big on Facebook. It's only Simeon Daniel that understand what I'm saying because they are his friends. Very big people on Facebook, very tiny physically. In the spirit, very tiny. There are some men that you neglect on Facebook. When you see them physically, you can't stand before them. And it's the same. I see some ladies, they have WhatsApp groups where they mentor people, where they do ministry. Probably some of you here are those people. You go there, you are showing your woman of God. Meanwhile, you are empty inside. They have, some of you, they have mentioned this, mene mene, take care of us. Empty verses. And some of them, the proof that they are empty is that they make the loudest noise. They can't strike chord in the spirit. One of the ways you know people like that is that they are always looking for where to manifest. They are looking for where to show something. Men that have something, they don't beg to manifest. Their presence is manifestation. Huh? If I enter your space, you begin to feel God. I have met people, I'm not saying anything, they began to confess their sins. Eh? Ask Dennis. There is a way you will, if I ask you a question, there is a way you answer me. Eh? You can't leave. Some people know you and then you lie. You said the truth, but you didn't say the whole truth. And they will follow you like this. I came one day and justice entered my office. I asked him, "What did you do what I told you?" He said, "Sir, he fell face down." Am I waiting for manifestation? There is no time, okay? There is no time. There is no time. Never get away to. If you don't just go back for you service like this, never get away. You like don't believe me. They will possibly make you pastor after now, because of what I'm seeing now. And they will make you pastor. You will become one of the noisemakers. I'm sorry. Sorry, I will not tell you anything. Let me leave it. And the armies which we are in heaven followed you. No, this thing I'm doing to you. That's why people don't like me. I'm not preaching to somebody somewhere. I'm looking at you now. So why wouldn't I be talking to you? If you like, you need my number. I'm not interested. I don't want. Where is gospel? Clothed in fine linen, white and what? I'm not here to teach. Maybe as the conference goes on, I will teach you people. You will understand why many people are doing the ministry of priesthood. Yet, their authority is very small. See, encounters have started. The next verse. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he will rule with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress. Of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. What? I need us to position now. I believe we are up to some certain amount, probably up to 100. So I need 20 people. Join your hands. Face this side. 20 people. Join your hands. Face this side. 20 people. Join your hands. Face this side. 20 people. Join your hands. Face. Seated on the throne. Fire in your eyes. That's not the YouTube talk. And we need to do something. I am back to God. This is not it. Where is Henry? Is it? I thought I saw him come and play this game. Are you up to 20 this side? Count for me, count for me. Count. Are you up to 20? Count. Make sure you are. Don't break your rank. Don't break your rank. Make sure you are holding. Make your hand is joined to somebody. We want God to work with us. That's what it is.
You can begin to pray. You are seated on the throne. Fire in your eyes.
You are seated on the throne. Fire in your hand. You are the man of war. I am the battler.
Come on.
Your eyes is red. No, I don't want anybody that will be sitting somewhere hidden. Come to the light. Come to the light. Hey, all these people, come on, come on. I celebrate una grace with all this wahala. It's almost, we already have a full house. Let me do what I would have done in the beginning. We want to celebrate. Okay, first of all, greet the person near you. Hi, God. Be like a person who sleeps more. Okay, greet five people. Not people you know, people you don't know before now. Find them, stand up, locate them. Stand up, locate five people you have not known before. Okay, you saw the person last time, he has been 6 months or 1 year. Then find the person and greet. My God. Zarahabadanteya. If the person made a new hair, compliment the hair. You need to tell Tolu that, wait, listen. I noticed our sisters came prepared. And I say, brother, you need to do something. Are you with me? Eh? Compliment, my friend. Compliment. Stand up and go and compliment. Eh? You are out of alignment, brother. How can a lady level? Oga, stand up, go on.